We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the bottom. We learned, as a machlokes, Rav Shimon the Chachamim, if Sukkah has two walls plus a tafach, two full walls plus a tafach, or three full walls plus a tafach, and we pass like the Rabbanon, two full walls and a tafach is enough. The question is, either for Rav Shimon, for Rabbanon, where do you place that tafach? But Oisei Tefach, we're starting three lines from the bottom of the base, the end of the line. But Oisei Tefach Hecha Mamidoi. Where do you put that Tefach? Omar Rav, Mamidoi Keneged Hayotzei. You put it Keneged one of the ends that is going towards the other direction. That means the first two pieces are on a 90 degree angle, the first two walls. So you put this Tefach on a 90 degree angle going the next direction. You follow the direction, it could be either side. Let's say you have one wall is full wall on the east and one is full on the north. So you start the wall on the corner, north corner, northwestern corner, you start it going towards the south. That's how you start the corner. Or the opposite, but you always start it at the Yotze going straight, and it's like making a third wall. That's what Rav says. Omale Rav Kahano V'Rav Asi L'Rav, Rav Kahano Asi Asked Rav V'Yamidenu K'neged Reish Tor. Why do you put it? It's a big machlokes how to tie to these words Reish Tor. But the question definitely is, it means, why do you put it straight? You should put it diagonally. You should put that wall, that third wall, diagonally, in this way, it's closing up both the angle. The 90 degree angle is two walls. So why don't you put the third wall on an angle, and this way, if there's hamshacha, if it goes straight, it'll completely close up all three walls. So why don't you do it like that? And Reish Tor, but when you plow, a lot of times they plow on a diagonal. So this is, why don't you put it like a Reish Tor, which means like when you plow, why don't you put that wall on a diagonal? The Gemara says, Shasuk Rav. Rav was quiet. And the Baal HaMor writes on this, that Shasuk Rav, not because he's Mekabel the Kasha, he just didn't care about the Kasha, he didn't hold it as a Kasha. So he holds, you don't have to do it Keneged Reish Tor. You do put it Keneged HaYetzi, that's fine. Itvar Nami, same topic Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Shmei Levi, Mamida Keneged HaYetzi. You stand it, you put this wall Keneged HaYetzi, that going towards the other direction. V'chein Mori Me'medrasha, Mamida Keneged HaYetzi. Then you put it Keneged HaYetzi. Now Rabbi Simon comes and he argues. Rabbi Simon v'tem Rav Shmuel Levi Omer, it's not enough to put a regular tefach just at the end of this 90 degree angle of this of these two walls. Put it there. It's not enough. You have to make it a little bigger. What you do is like this. Oisloi tefach seichik. You take a tefach that's a very generous tefach. Umamidoi bepachos mishloisha tefachim samach l'doifin. And you put it within three tefachim of the full wall. So less than three tefachim is lavud, and this tefach is like tefach 0.1, and that's a little bit less than three. And with lavud, it'll turn out it's a four tefachim wall. Shir sukkah is seven tefachim. So come out, it'll be roiv of the doifin will be here. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, you're right, you can use a tefach, but you got to do it in the doifin where you'll get roiv hakoysel. How do you do that? Take a tefach seichik, you put it within three tefachim of the doifin, and then you'll have a four tefachim wall. It's like love it, and you have a four tefachim wall, and therefore you have roiv of a doifin. So already the Rishonim asks that if you want roiv of a doifin, so you don't really have to have a tefach seichik within three tefachim. You can really do a three quarters of a tefach within three tefachim of the wall, and then you'll have roiv. Roiv of seven is 3.5, right? So all you need is 3.5. So you don't need a four. So there's two truths, but the way the Tais Rosh answers, he says, since you find four tefachim is a sheer kaisel all the time, so you want it at least that much. You find it in Masechet Erevin, Pas Arba. There's a total four tefachim. What? Pas Dal, what? What?
Is there?
Yeah. There's Dal Ramas, yeah. Mm-hmm. What? No, there's four tefachim. No, there's four tefachim. Not Dal Ramas. Yeah, four tefachim. Pas Arba is four tefachim, yeah. So there's four tefachim. Here also, you see that's called Shem Kaisel. Taisus also says something similar to that. Taisus also says similar. Taisus says, look at Taisus Devarasel Oisa in like the middle of Taisus. It says, "Kedei Shei Doifin Zeh Rochav Arba Tefachim." Can appear to continue Doifin Shuriv Shem Tefachim. So he doesn't say exactly Devar. He says you need to have four tefachim. What's the Vart? So we're saying for Taisus Rosh, he says that's Mechitzel L'Chomalkim. And I think by Pas Arba means it means Arba, I think it means there, it's Pas Arba, means four tefachim. Yes, I think it means four tefachim. But Tais Rosh says, Geshi Rochel Yidal, the Choshev Mechitza B'chol Mokim. Agapon, let's Rav Simon's Pshat, and we actually paskin when it comes to this tefach, like Rav Simon, that you need or a tefach soichin within three tefachim wall. That's how you put this tefach. When you put a tefach, it's not just a tefach sticking out. There has to be a tefach that's three tefachim away from the wall, which makes it into a roiv wall, and that's called a tefach. That's what the moment says, a tefach kosh for a wall. It means this type of case. That's what Simon says. What?
That's
the halacha. Yeah, we'll see. You need more than that. You might need a tour as a Pesach. We'll see the Gemara soon. But yeah, that's the halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda. Sukkah osu kemavu. This is all, this whole discussion we're talking about is where you have two walls that were like a 90 degree angle. They're like perpendicular to each other. They're touching each other. And they were a corner, two full walls. So they were closed up, two full walls. What about you have two full walls, but they're across from each other, they're parallel to each other, and someone could walk right through a sukkah with no impediments, right through? So what's the halacha then? Amar Rav Yehuda, sukkah asuya kemavui. A sukkah that's made like a mavui, the halacha is it's kshera. The halacha is that it's kosher. And what do you do with that tefach? But oyse tefach, I mean, the chorach shiur to put in any one of the four different corners of these two full walls. Any one of the corners is good enough. That's what Rav Yehuda says. It's a shitasai before, the shitasai of the Rav and Shmuel before, that you always put a connected yaitse. Rav Simon, in terms of Levi, I mean, no, you need even more here. Oisla pas arba, you make a four tefachim wall, umashu, a little bit more than that. Umamide pachas loisha samachadayf, and you put it within three tefachim of the wall. Vechapachas loisha samachadayf, and kalavadami, and within three is lavad. So what do you have? You have here a full wall. He says, when you have the kemavui, you have to take a pas arba'a and put it within three tefachim of the wall of one of the corners, and therefore you have now a seven tefachim wall that's a full wall, because four within lavad is altogether seven tefachim. It's a little more than four. So what I asked right away, so why is it different than before? Before we said it's enough to make roiv kaisel, and here you need an entire kaisel basically with lavad. It's enough for the tefach soichek. And why over here? So by the right angle, by the two walls that are touching each other, it's enough with tefach seichik. The kamer is by passover. He need a passover four. So the Gemara, there at least you have two walls that are touching each other. Sagilav tefach seichik. It's enough with a tefach seichik. Hacha the lekas shnei defanos. You don't have two walls that are touching each other. Then you need a pas arba because there the two walls are not touching each other, and therefore when people walk through it, like breaks up, it separates the two walls. So you need much more to make this into a kosher sukkah, and therefore you need a pas arba within three tefachim of the wall in order to make it into a seven tefachim wall.
Are they touching each other?
The two walls that are parallel are not touching each other, and neither is the pas arba touching it. So within three tefachim of the wall. The other kids touching each other, yes. The two walls going like this, they're right angle. They're in a right angle, the two walls are touching each other. That's the difference in two cases. The first case is the two walls are the right angle. The other next case is they're parallel to each other. They're side by side. Omer Rava, so Rava says that qualifies these halachas of tefach. You know, you get all excited. It's very easy to make a sukkah. Make two walls, then put a tefach there. And if they're touching each other, all you need is a tefach seichik, and within three tefachim on a wall. No, Rava says, no, that's not so simple. Amar Rava, ve'enoi niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. Rava says that this tefach, so the first memra Rava is going on not a tefach seichik. Even the Mandiyamo says, you put a tefach keneged ha-yotze, he says, it only works with a tzuras ha-pesach, which means, like Rashi explains, you take that tefach, that one tefach, you cut it in half, and you put one part of the tefach by next to the wall, and one how far you want the wall to go away, like on the other side, and you put a string on top of it, and then you have a tzuras ha-pesach. So there'll be two dinim. First of all, you need a tefach of like stima, which means closed up by a tefach, and you need a string on top of it to make a tzuras ha-pesach. That's what Rava says. Like Rashi explains this. The v'hoch kama Rava, the tefach shanina v'braisa shemata v'dayim shlisha, this tefach that we mata on the third wall, Eina matam can also la oisay tefach tzuras ha-pesach. That tefach is turned tzuras ha-pesach. Apnei kol defin across the whole wall. Keitzad chatz tefach here, chatz tefach here, and a string on top of it, or a stick on top of it. You have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. Ikedam ri amar Rava, v'teres nam mitzaras tzuras ha-pesach. Some say that Rava is not saying you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. You also need a tzuras ha-pesach. And Rashi, for some reason, says this is going on Rav Simon. Look at the mafarshim that explain why. But Rav Simon says tefach soichek You need more than regular tefach. You need a tefach, a little more than a tefach, within 3 tefachim on a wall. Either that works, or Tzuris HaPesach works. That's what, either or works. You don't need a tefach of Tzuris HaPesach. Either that works, or Tzuris HaPesach works. And then the last gears of Rava is, V'ikadam Riyam Rava, V'tzrich Nami Tzuris HaPesach. The Infir of Simon, you also need a Tzuris HaPesach. That means, besides having a tefach soichik, within 3 tefachim of the wall, you also need a Tzuris HaPesach to close up the rest of the wall. And that's how we paskin. Like Rav Ashi Ashkel Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana, the Ka'ovet Tefach Seichik. First of all, he made a Tefach Seichik. The Ka'ovet Tzuris HaPesach. And he made a Tzuris HaPesach. And he made a Tzuris HaPesach. Omer Leilu, Sovim, Ma'al, Hod, the Rava. Dom Rava, Teres, Nami, Tzuris HaPesach. You don't hold the Rava. Rava holds you. You could either do either or, either Tefach Seichik or Tzuris HaPesach. I looked at other lashon Rava, Dam Rava, Matricha Nami Tzuris HaPesach. You also need a Tzuris HaPesach. Tefach Seichik is not enough. You need a Tzuris HaPesach as well, and not it's not sufficient with a Tefach Seichik. You need more than that. And in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Reish Lamed, we pass like this: the following Hasukah Moishdayim Zu Azazu Kmin Gam. If there were two walls next to each other like a gam, that means like a right angle. Yeah, take a piece of wood that's wider than a tefach, means tefach seichik. Put it next to one of the walls. Put another pole. Put another string or a stick on top of that. That's a lot of every Tzuris HaPesach doesn't touch. Hagav matepach ma'adoif megil eschach in tzarech kana al gabeim, because he holds that maybe the schach is called a Tzuris HaPesach like upon him. But the mechava passing on this shita, when you always learn two walls and a tefach is enough, it means in this oifen. Halacha l'mayis means this oifen. The tefach has to be within 3 tefachim of the wall and a tefach seichik. And on top of that, you need a Tzuris HaPesach to complete the third wall. That's how you pass him.
Less than three times, other direction.
So
you can't make it just this one. Right, no, you don't need it. It's lovewood. There's lovewood. They don't need it.
The wall is there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you have a wood on rubber and Ravin Shmuel, they need both.
You could be also need both. It's a mishayla. Had to learn. They don't need both, or maybe they don't help Tzuris HaPesach with them. It's a mishayla. Had to learn. A lot of the svarim don't bring down what they say, but you look it up in the Eitzel Farshat Talmud.
Don't need anything.
What? You don't need anything on the fourth. No, not by Sukkah. Sukkah don't need anything on the fourth. Besides Rav Shimon, we don't pass Rav Shimon. So Zok to Gemara Vayta. Shnayim kel chasam. So now I want to get to Shabbos, which Moshe is really about warning. We have a Shabbos. There's Shnayim Kel Chosom and a third Tefach. There's two walls and a third Tefach. We're saying it's Kosher L'Sukkah. So Omer Rava, so whatever the case is, Omer Rava V'chein L'Shabbos. That also L'Shabbos. The Chiddush is that L'Shabbos also you're allowed to carry in here. Now, it's actually not going according to, someone changed the Girsa to Omer Rava for a very simple reason. Because if he Rava, that we said that Tefach works with a Tzuris HaPesach, it's not a Chiddush that works with Gavi Shabbos. Because we're saying here, it's not only the third wall for Sukkah, it's the third wall for Shabbos. If you had a Tzuris HaPesach, it's not a big Chiddush. So Rabbah's going, if you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach, oh Rabbah, even if you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach, Umkut Amad Yom holds Tefach alone is enough. So Omer Rabbah, V'chein L'Shabbos, for Shabbos will also be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Migu to have a Doifin Li in Sukkah, have a Doifin Li in Shabbos. Since on Sukkot, we're considering this a Sukkah, so it becomes Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so then it was Shabbos also. And Rashi learns Akadei Kach, that it's actually Mutter, let's say you stood up the Sukkah in the Shurabim with three walls, and it's right next to your house. You let it carry from there to your house, and it's not a problem, even L'chatchila, even though it doesn't have a third wall, that's even a bigger Chiddush. Even though it doesn't have a third wall, still, it's L'gavis Shabbos. Since L'gavis Sukkah, we're saying it's a Kosher Sukkah, L'gavis Shabbos is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Mamish. Even L'gavis Shabbos, three walls not even enough, B'dir Rabbanan. You just need four walls, or a Lechi or something in the fourth wall. Here, it'll be Mutter to carry. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn, no, just saying L'gavis Shabbos is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid D'Araisa. What's the Nafka mean? If you throw from Shurabim into the Sukkah, you'll be Chayiv. But Avad, you can't cut carry from this Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it doesn't have a fourth wall. And I, why is that? So what's the migu? So he finds the migu. He on base by passive roys. Try idea. Al kaponim, Rava says that this third wall, even though the Gavis Shabbos is usually the whole year round, a tefach wall is nothing. Even a tefach within three tefachim of the wall, it's nothing. But now Shabbos on Sukkah, we say a migu. Migu that have a doifin in Sukkah, have a doifin in Shabbos. Since we're considering it a wall, gavi Sukkah, so on Shabbos, on Sukkah, Shabbos Chalamoid, on Sukkah, or Shabbos that's the first day of Sukkah, or second day of Sukkah, the lines of Shabbos, the loch is that you could carry in it. Eisveh abayom. When me and Rina migu, do we say a migu? We're going to answer a question from a brice that sounds like you don't say a migu. By tying into the brice, doifin Sukkah, good doifin Shabbos. Doifin Sukkah has the same dinim as doifin Shabbos. What it means like this: by Shabbos is a special kulah. It's not such a kulah, but this is the halacha by Shabbos in Masechtas Erevin. That let's say you have a bunch of sticks, they're very thin sticks, but they're within three tefachim of each other. They're either going only horizontally, which would be like ropes, or they're like sticks that are standing up vertically. The halacha is if they're within three tefachim of each other, then you have a wall in Shabbos. And the Chiddush is even like that, even though it's Paritz Merubah Al-Oimid, there's more openings than closing, there's more than Oimid, still it's good. Why? Because they're within Lavud. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. So the Erevin, we had it in the first parak in Erevin. Zog the Gemara, for Sukkah will be sufficient also. Sukkah will also be a kosher Sukkah, if it's just sticks of Shasi or sticks of Erev. That's enough to be kosher for a Sukkah. That's what it says. Doifin Shabbos is Doifin Sukkah, Doifin Shabbos. Avad, so they make Kano L'chaver, so you shouldn't have between Kano L'chaver three Tvachim. Be a serious Shabbos al Sukkah, and Shabbos is better than Sukkah in a certain way. What way? Shabbos, ain't the teres, el ba'imid meruba al parts. Shabbos is more chamer. Because Shabbos, if you count up all, this is not in a case where you have lavud. It's a case where you have regular walls, and let's say on two of the wall, or if you count up all four walls, there's more parts than oimid. That means some of the walls have oimid meruba, but if you count up all the openings, then it'll be parts meruba oimid. The gavas Shabbos will not be rishus yachid. What's the case? Because let's say you have two walls that are two full walls, but it has a doorway in it. You're allowed to have a doorway up to 10 amas open, as long as that wall is oimid meruba. So you had the three walls of Oimid Ruba that were each 11 Amos of Oimid and 10 Amos of Paratz. And the fourth wall, it was basically open the whole thing. So Lagabe Sukkah will be kosher. But Lagabe Shabbos will be not kosher because there it's Paratz Ruba al Oimid altogether. That's what it says. V'yisera Shabbos ha-Sukkah she-Shabbos ein eteres el ba-Oimid Ruba al-Paratz with all four walls. Masha'inkim b'Sukkah, that will be kosher because you just down each wall by itself. And each wall by itself is Oimid Ruba. So all you need is two walls and a third wall, it's a tefach, and that'll be enough. You won't need more than that. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, it says, mashma, even Shabbos on Sukkah, it won't be good because Paratz Merubah Al-Oimid. My lab, Yisera Shabbos to Sukkah, Sukkah. Shabbos on Sukkahs will be better than Sukkahs, and that means that if it's Paratz Merubah Al-Oimid, on Shabbos on Sukkahs, you won't be able to carry in your own Sukkah. It sounds like you don't say migu, but it says Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, Shabbos and Taras al Meruba. We were talking about Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So you see that you don't say migu. Zok the Gemara, loy. Yisera Shabbos da Alma al Shabbos Sukkah. It means Yisera Shabbos da Alma all year round, the Shabbos is more Chama Shabbos Sukkah. Why? Because all year round, Paratz Meruba, if it's too much open, it's not good. On Sukkah, since it's kosher for Sukkah, Shabbos will also be a Shashiachet. It means that the Mishnah is really forget. The Brice is telling us about a Migu. It's saying that to say Shabbos all year round on Shabbos and Sukkah. Shabbos Sukkah is more cool than. So Mar says, if that's true, Ihachi, that's why the Ihachi now I'm saying the Ritvaz Pshat. Ihachi now that we're saying that we are talking about Migu, so you say a Migu the opposite way also. Listen now, me, is Seira Sukkah the Alma, Sukkah the Shabbos. That Sukkah the Alma is more chomer than Sukkah of Shabbos. Because it'll be a case that on Shabbos, your Sukkah will be more kosher than in Chol Hamoed, in the regular Chol Hamoed, in the weekday. The Ilu Sukkah the Alma, Boye Tefach Soichik. A Sukkah the Alma that has two walls. So right now we're going, the two walls are parallel to each other, shaped like a mavi, according to Rashi. And Tefach Soichik is a little bit problematic. No one holds Tefach Soichik works for that, but the Ilu Sukkah the Alma, Boye Tefach Soichik. You don't even need a tefach soichik. Besagi belechi. It's enough with a lechi. Da'atu da'amris, sichir gavi mavi shalechi. Let's say you have a mavi, according to Rashi, means a mavi which is parallel to each other, two walls, and it has a lechi. It's kosher. It's a kosher of sukkah. Since the gavi Shabbos it's a shusha yachid. So legabe sukkah will be kosher. So the Gemara's kasha is that if you're nachas ready to talk about migu, why don't you say migu the other way? That Shabbos chalamoid of sukkahs, you can have a sukkah that won't be kosher tomorrow on Sunday of sukkahs. Why? You have a case where you have two walls parallel to each other with a lech. So on sukkah, a regular sukkah, the sukkah is not kosher for sukkah, because a sukkah needs, in such a case, a pass, either the Gemara says tefach seichik, but really you need a pass arba, you need a pass of four tefachim. According to one man the yama, other man the yama, a tefach hayotze, you don't need a tefach seichik. But anyway, you need a tefach at least. Mashenken on Shabbos a sukkah will be enough with a lechi. So it's more cool than on Shabbos. So migu that legabe Shabbos, which is yachid, legabe sukkah will be kosher. So why say migu the other way? Now we're talking about migus, say migu the other way. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara loy tzrichle. Who loy tzrichle? You wouldn't have to tell me that. Why? Hashtam a kilsa lechamir tamrinan. If you tell me already that from a kula to chumra, which means from sukkah, teaches us something about Shabbos, which is more chumra, is a chayiv skila. Of course, Gavi Shabbos Yachid will be a migu to a sukkah. Once you tell me migu, and I tell you migu that's good to Gavi Sukkah, it's a Shish Yachid to Gavi Shabbos, so Kavachaymer will be the other way around. Kavachaymer will be the other way around that if it's a Shish Yachid to Gavi Shabbos, it'll be kosher to Gavi Sukkah. And if we don't have to say that case of migu.